K-Rock season countdown continues for 2019, and now time to look at one of the feel-good stories of the 2018 season and how they're shaping up for this year. That, of course, is the Geelong West Giants GDFL side. 20 years in the wilderness they were out of finals. I think 1997 had been their last finals appearance, but last year were able to take fourth spot, win an elimination final after a 12-6 win-loss record. And their co-coaches have joined me in the studio, Andrew Clark and Mitch White. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Welcome to K-Rock HQ.
Thanks, Kingy.
Yeah, thanks, King. Thanks for having us.
All right, let's talk about, I suppose, the change. Mitch, you've obviously spent the last 3 years under Andrew as assistant coach, stepped up to the co-coaching role. Talk to us about the adjustment and how it's been for you over the pre-season.
Thanks, Kingy. It's been a bit of a different change. I suppose a bit more responsibility as well, but I was really lucky in the first couple of years where I came in working under Clarkey. He's taught me a lot, but also given me a bit of free rein to sort of do things my way. So I suppose coming in as a blank canvas the first year when we came in, we really had nothing to lose. So, working alongside Clark, he's been great, and now to take that step up as a senior coach, it's exciting.
Coaching's obviously had to be your shtick for the last few years because your body unfortunately failed you on the field. How have you developed your coaching over the last 3 years?
Obviously it was disappointing to have to put the boots up and not be able to run back out on the field, but sort of leaning on previous coaches as well. Someone that was really good for me at the start was Andy Allthorpe. Knew him through cricket, and he was a really good person to bounce things off. Obviously Clarkey's been in the game a long time, so being able to bounce things off him as well has been really good.
Andrew, you and I sat in a little office at Baker's Oval in early 2016 going through some recruits and your backstory, and you know, you're just hoping to turn things around. Is it on sort of par of where you hope to be with the, well, then Cheetahs, now Giants?
Yeah, I think, you know, we sat down and it was going to be 2 or 3 years to get us to where we wanted to be, and two seasons ago winning, you know, the 6 or 7 games was probably where we expected to be. And last year, whether we made finals or not wasn't the main concern, as long as we improved and we won enough games to get through. So to win a first final was good. So we set the platform, and now it's something we need to really build on this season.
Yep. Do you wonder what might have been if you hadn't been able to get over the top of Thompson, who went on to win the flag?
I still think about that occasionally. So, but yeah, we can't dwell on that. So move on to this year and hopefully build on what we've built over the last 3 years.
You say you don't dwell on that, but were there some takeaways from that game where you go, this is where we need to get better to compete with the top three?
Oh, yeah, there were. There were certain points within the game, especially I think after half time. A few little things we went away from, what we'd done well for the last 10 weeks, whether we got ahead of ourselves, thinking we, you know, coming home with the breeze in the last quarter, whether things were going to just happen. And a few guys probably, I'm not cheated, but just didn't follow the team rule, which probably hurt us in the long run.
Yep. You obviously, you look to develop your list every year and be stronger, and you look to have done that. You've been fairly active in the recruiting market, probably not in terms of, I suppose, been out there with your recruits, but the names you've got in, just looking at them and where they've played, Aidan Cole from Cobden out of the Hampden League, Tom Collins, Redan, Ballarat League, Curtis Hall, Euroa, Goulburn Valley League are all very strong competitions. They come in and I suppose you've got specific roles earmarked for those, that trio especially?
Yeah, we felt we had to bolster our forward line a bit, even though we had a couple of key forwards, we just relied too much on them, so we've sort of got a few of those guys to come in and they've got specific roles. Curtis Hall, only a young boy, so he can play down back or up forward. So, yeah, they've all got roles and we've sort of pinpointed what we need to improve on to take that next step this season.
Yep. Mitch, not hard to call up the brother and ask him what he was doing. Tim's going to come across from Bowen Heads.
Yeah, he is. So he'll travel down from Melbourne once a week for training, but also join as an assistant coach. So being part of, I suppose, the success that Bowen Heads have seen over the last 3 years, he'll bring that sort of expertise on how we can sort of take that next step to really challenge that top three, because there has been a big gap the last few years. So, it's exciting that we get to be at the same club again. I know Mum and Dad are happy that they don't have to travel between grounds. So, it's exciting that, he's part of the club now.
Yep. The other name is Cam Addy, a Geelong West product. Can anybody confirm he's come back as a one? Will he be a one-pointer?
As far as we're aware, he will be, but until it's seen on the paper, we'll plan for worst case, but at this stage, yeah, from what we're hearing, he'll be a one.
So worst case is a two?
Yeah, worst case would be a two.
Yeah, I suppose it's about some of the records are a little bit all over the place, aren't they, in terms of games played?
Yeah, and it is hard to know until Football Geelong or AFL Bowen stamp on what your points are. You really don't know. So, yeah, we'll plan for worst case, but fingers crossed that, yeah, he is the one-pointer.
Clarkie, how excited are you to have a bloke like Cam Maddie in your 21 or 22?
Yeah, look, he'll probably fit into our 22 nicely. No, he's been really good. He's just a real professional when he gets to training. You know, for a bloke that's won, you probably know more, seven flakes.
Seven, yep.
He's the first on the track every night. He just prepares so well. You know, he could be pretty haphazard for a guy that's achieved so much, but he's just a true professional. Has a bit of input if we ask him.
Okay.
But he's more than happy just to be one of the players. He, you know, doesn't get ahead of himself. He takes everything in the way we want to play and that. But no, he's just the true professional. He's great to have around.
Yep. Straight into fullback?
Maybe not.
Okay.
No, we sort of haven't really pinpointed that position for Cam. We spoke to Cam about it, and he might play a couple of different roles with us this year. We'd like to get him out of there if we could and actually get him further up the ground, because we just believe he reads the play so well and he could hurt sides if he's further up the ground rather than sitting deep in the square.
Has he been involved in those conversations himself? Has he actually come to you and said, look, I've been standing in the goal square?
He hasn't actually come to us, but we've sort of spoke to him when we were talking to him about trying to get him to come and play with us, that, you know, we didn't want to just pinpoint him as a fullback. You know, we looked at him, we thought our back line was pretty good. To get him in there is even better, but if we can use him in different roles, we think he could add a lot more to our side.
Yep. Mitch, who's impressed on the track? Is there somebody that might have been on the fringe last year that just maybe got squeezed out of that final side that sort of, you know, has put their hand up over pre-season and said, I want to be there come round one?
I wouldn't say some of the fringe players. I'd say that a lot of the twos guys have really bought in this year to making that effort to get to pre-season, which has meant that our numbers have been really strong. Someone I think that is in for a breakout year is probably Alex Boyer, the way that he's hit the training track. He came as a bit of an unknown to us. He basically rocked up and said, I'm here to play footy. Yeah, he trained in the Interleague squad last year, but just seen him mature over the off-season. I think he's in for a big year, and he did surprise a lot of teams last year with his pace and his marking, but I think for us he's someone that can really take the next step.
You lost anybody from last year's side?
Yeah, we've lost a couple. So Steve Owen has retired. He did have a bit of grief with his shoulder last year and played under a bit of duress at the time, so he's decided to hang up the boots. Brenton Ritchie has also struggled with his body in the past, so he's decided that he's not going to go on, but we're lucky enough that he's going to continue on in an assistant coaching role and look after our back line, so he'll add a lot of experience to those guys as well. Other people, Josh Milnes has also decided that with a young family and a new role at work, it's just too hard for him to commit full time to the senior footy, so he's decided that as well at this stage he'll take a step away, but for him the door's always open if something changes that he's welcome back.
You're probably in the positive though in terms of what you've recruited in and what you've lost. Is that a fair way to look at it?
Yeah, I think the players that we've got in will easily cover the guys that we've left. I mean, they'll leave a big hole, but we think we've recruited well enough to cover what we've lost.
Scott Jervey's captain the club again?
I haven't made that decision as yet. Yeah, that's something that we'll probably announce in the next week or so, but yeah, that hasn't been announced as yet.
Okay. You had one hit out already, played Otway Districts at Elderslie Reserve last week. What did you get out of it?
Yeah, it was just really good to sort of get the guys together for the first time. It was just a six-quarter match, so we got a lot out of that structure-wise, I would say. New sort of game style this year, just sort of tinkering a little bit. We obviously have to improve to catch those top three. So training it is one thing, but putting that into practice on that Friday night was really good. I think a lot of the guys could see that when they do it, it will work. And, yeah, it means that hopefully we can bridge that gap between the top three.
Okay. Two more games to come, Rokewood at Rokewood. And you're playing Terang Mortlake out of the Hampden League. That's a real test to get, I suppose, an idea of your improvement over the summer. They're a handy Hampden League side.
Yeah, it'll be good to have a good hit out 2 weeks from round one just to see where we're at. And especially with a lot of new players coming into our club, that we haven't seen play before, so it'll be just really good to see them against a good side, to see how they react and respond to the way we want to play.
Talking about 2 weeks out, round one is Inverlee, nice test out there first up, and I believe under lights as well.
Yeah, that'll be good. I'm sure Buck will be keen to get a win on the board straight away, so old Gravedale boy. So it'll be good to go up.
I'm going to say you've got a bit of a link with him from your time at Alberta Reserve.
Yeah, I was with Buck for a long time out there, so yeah, good player and that. So now taking on the coach's role, so it'll be a good hit out. We'll sort of see where we stand straight away from round one.
Yep. You've got a bit of a, having spent time with him, have you got a bit of an idea of how he might coach them, and does that help you in preparing to take on Inverlee?
Not really. So I've sort of been away from Gravedale for the 5 years now, so probably not really, but I know how the way he goes about his footy, so they'll be really well drilled.
Yep. So Inverlee followed by Corio, Aniki and Thompson. So Corio the week before Easter, and then Aniki and Thompson that first month. Obviously, a couple of very winnable games there and a couple of really good challenges is probably the way you'd look at it. The runner-up and the premier from the previous year, you'll get an idea of where you're at after a month.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose for us to get that challenge straight away with Envoy, it will set the platform. If we can compete well, we'll know exactly where we're at early on. So, I think every game's a challenge this year. I think that the lower teams are starting, or teams that have been considered lower teams in the past, are really bridging that gap between the top five. And I think there's going to be a challenge every week for us. So, it will be interesting to see how we go early on.
Based on recruiting, is Thompson the team to beat again?
Yeah, I'd say
absolutely.
So.
Yeah. I think, especially the additions that they've made. They played a really good brand of footy last year, and who they've popped in this year, they're going to be really tough to beat.
Yep. You guys haven't been far away from them you've had some ding-dong battles over the last couple of years in terms of tight margins.
Yeah, it's been really good the last couple of years. I think we match up really well against them. So continue that, and with what we've got on, hopefully we can take that next step and actually beat them.
And you've actually started to win the close ones. I think you had that run in 20, and you and I spoke quite a bit, Clarky, about that just couldn't seem to get over the top in the close ones.
Yeah, it was good last year to actually turn it around and win all the close ones, so it was nice. Saturday nights were more enjoyable winning the close ones than losing them all.
Yeah, absolutely. Gentlemen, it was a great story last year. I think you and Winchelsea were the two clubs that really captured everybody's attention throughout the home and away season. You guys got to play finals for the first time in more than two decades, won a final and set the platform. I'm guessing anything less than a finals appearance would be a disappointment based on last year. Is that without putting words in either of your mouths?
Yeah, obviously we wanted to improve on last year. So we've obviously set the bar at winning a final last year, so I think to make the finals again is where we're aiming for, but we need to keep continually improving to make sure that we bridge that gap, because the top three have been the top three for a long time. So for us to bridge that gap, we have to be continually wanting to improve. So for us, we need to set that bar higher again and aim for that.
Not trying to create a headline, Clarkie, but when you bring on a co-coach, some might think you're transitioning out. Have you got some sort of timeline on how much longer you'll be in this role for?
No, there's no timeline. Mitch was the right time to get Mitch on board, and I think we work well together. We can bounce off each other. And I just felt, Mitch has been there long enough to step in, and I'm more than happy to work with Mitch, whether it's just for this year or it might be 2 years or whatever. But, yeah, I haven't set a timeline, and, yeah, not looking at moving on just yet.
Yeah, absolutely. There's potentially success on your doorstep. You don't want to do all the hard work and hand it over to Mitch to take all the glory.
Oh, no. We work well together, so, yeah, we'll keep going for as long as it's working.
Yep. And just an update, how's the relationship working between the GDFL side of the club and the GFL side?
Yeah, obviously before Christmas, we do train together, so it's all together. First and seconds for both GFL and GDFL. So it's really good to get to know as a whole club, everyone on all parts of the club. So we also have the women's football that train with us as well before Christmas. So it's a really good one club approach. We're obviously coming from two different areas, so to try and link together now is something that we are aiming for. It's certainly getting better, especially since we first started. It was a tough transition at the start, but we've now got a mix of players transitioning between the GDFL and GFL as well, which is making things easier. So, it's a good place to be around, and it's going really well.
Josh Viney, one of those this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So he was the first one this year to make the change between the two teams. So he's, I suppose, broken the ice between both of them. But, we have really good open dialogue between both sections of the club and meet quite regularly to see how we're both going. So, it's really good.
Gentlemen, really appreciate you coming in. Wish you all the best of luck for season 2019, and may you get a back-to-back finals appearance. It'll be good to see the Giants up there once again.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Andrew Clark, Mitch White joining us in the Carrock Studios as part of Season Countdown. When we next talk to you, we'll be speaking with Geelong West GFL coach Greg Mallor.